Venetian Legends by Alberto Tozofei. Radio Magica Edition. Narrated by Jamie Ballard and
Paula Spitali.
The Mummy of the Crusader Without Honor. In the spring of 1612, during demolition work on an old chapel, the mummified body of a crusader came to light. It was a great surprise, since all memory of the burial had been lost. The chapel was owned by the Morosini family, and one of its young scions decided to take the mummy and place it in the summer pavilion, beyond the park of their big house. The young man organized get-togethers, during which he displayed the macabre trophy. In a short time, the parched body became an object of curiosity and ridicule. One morning, however, Morosini realized that the mummy was not in the same position in which he had left it the day before. So he strengthened the locks of the building. But the same thing kept happening again and again. After several weeks, the young man decided to spend the night in the room. And just before dawn, an extraordinary event happened. The mummy rose from the coffin and spoke to the young man.
"I died in disgrace. When I was ready to depart from Venice to go to the Holy Land, I got drunk, fell into the water and drowned. My family was so ashamed that they refused to bring my body home, and since then, my spoils have rested, without decomposing, in the chapel you tore down. In order to gain eternal peace, I need to accomplish a heroic deed, but this is now impossible. Let me rest in peace. Do not come here in the hours of darkness, or you will pay with your life."
The news of this bewildering event spread throughout the city, until one of Morosini's friends convinced the young man to let him sleep in the room for one night. He had bet that he could do it. The man prepared to spend the night in the company of the crusader, while a servant stood guard outside the door. During the night, the human figure with the shriveled skin rose from the coffin and moved towards the unwanted guest. The man rushed to the door and began knocking to get the guard to open. But on the other side of the door, the guard was asleep and did not hear those first calls. With the crusader's hands around his neck, the man screamed and pounded on the door with both fists. And when the guard opened the door, he fainted at his feet. He was saved by a hair's breadth. That morning, when Morosini entered the room, he found the crusader's face contracted in a grimace of anger. It is said that the young man secretly buried the mummy in the church of St. Barnabas, because since then, from time to time, the crusader makes its appearance in that area, seeking an honorable deed to accomplish.